For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Right effort meditation. In this meditation, we'll focus on how much effort we need so that we're not giving too much effort and not giving too little effort. We're finding the middle way. We'll begin this meditation with three invitations of the bell and end with one. So getting into our meditative posture, we're going to be sitting so that we're alert and yet relaxed, finding that middle ground. Our posture is upright so that we can stay awake and alert, and yet it's not rigid so that we're stiff and unflexible, just finding that middle ground. We'll have our feet planted on the floor to provide us with feeling of stability. And we'll gently lower our gaze or close our eyes to minimize any visual distractions. As we begin, simply listen to the sound of the bell. It doesn't take any effort to hear the sound of the bell. Let's begin with a couple of deep, slow, cleansing breaths. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. And as we let our breath return to its natural rhythm, just noticing our bodies. Noticing if there's any tension we're carrying in our bodies. Are we furrowing our brow to try and pay attention to our breath? Can we just soften our brow? Is there tension in our jaw? Is it clenched? Seeing if we can just soften the tension in our jaw, maybe by bringing a slight smile to our face. Relaxing all of the muscles in our face. And moving our attention down to our neck and shoulders and noticing if there's any tension there. Noticing what you could do to relieve the tension in your neck and your shoulders to let it be just a little bit more relaxed. It may be that you bring your shoulders all the way up to your ears and then drop your shoulder blades down your back. Not so you're stiff and rigid, just so you're relaxed. And feeling that tension just drain a little bit out of your shoulders. For some of us, the tension's in our chest. We feel a tightness. With each in-breath, bring oxygen to your chest. And with each out-breath, see if you can let go of a little bit of the tension that's in your chest. And finally, let's look at our belly. With each breath, seeing if you can soften the belly just a little. Softening the belly. And and noticing how our body feels now. Is it a little more relaxed than it was when we started? Just noticing our body. And bringing our attention to the sensation of the breath going in and out. Right effort is just watching the breath, not trying to control it in any way. Just watching the breath go in and watching the breath come out, feeling the sensations of the breath moving through the body. Just this breath, and this one, and if you notice your mind starting to wander, pay attention to your attitude toward that. Minds will wander, that's what they do. We don't want to exert effort into keeping our mind strongly focused on our breath, fighting any thought that comes up. We simply want to notice, oh, there's a thought, ruminating about the past, planning for the future, fantasizing, and just gently closing the door on that thought and gently coming back to our breath. We might notice in our bodies that when a thought arises, tension comes back in. So take a moment to re-relax your body and then come back to your breath. Just gently watching your breath. Letting it be however it is. Relaxing into the breath. And noticing in this moment, just being with the breath is all you need to do. And as another thought pops into your mind, or maybe it's a sensation, just noting that it's there, not beating yourself up about it, not wanting your mind to be totally clear, because that's not possible. Just noting, oh, another thought, and I noticed it, I'm being mindful. And slowly bringing your attention back to your breath. Not pushing the thought away, not beating yourself up. Just noticing, oh, another thought's arisen. And then changing the channel back to your breath. That's what our meditation practice is. Being aware of thoughts and then choosing whether to think those thoughts or to change the channel. Simply watching your breath as it moves in and out of your body, feeling the sensation of the air through your nostril, down the back of your throat, through past your chest, all the way down to your belly, and back out again. Noticing that just paying attention to sensation gives you a feeling of peace. It doesn't take any effort. Breathing is what we do naturally. The effort is focusing our attention on the breath, feeling the sensations that we normally take for granted. And that is some effort. Noticing how much effort it takes to shift your attention from your mind to just the sensations in your body of your breath moving in and out. That's all the effort you want in this meditation, nothing more. We're not striving to be a good meditator. One whose mind is always clear. Because a good meditator doesn't exist. Even after 20 plus years of meditating, our minds will still wander. That's what's to be expected. It's what we do with that wandering mind. The effort is not to allow ourselves to get caught in the thoughts, but to be aware of the thoughts. And then gently, ever so gently, turning our attention away from the thoughts and back to the sensation of the breath moving through the body. The sensation of the stillness of the body. Just allowing ourselves to be in the present moment. Not caught up in the past. Not worrying about the future. Just being here in the present moment. The only moment we have to be alive. And noticing when we're in this present moment, we can feel content. There's nothing to do. Nowhere to go. Our only job is to sit in stillness and pay attention to the sensation of our breath moving through the body. And when our attention begins to wander, as it naturally will, just being aware, oh, there's another thought, or another sensation, or a feeling, and noting what that thought, sensation, or feeling was, and just gently turning our attention back to the feeling of the breath, the sensations of the breath moving through our body. We're using our breath as an anchor, something to come back to each time our mind gets distracted. We're not judging ourselves for the distractions of the mind, because that's what minds do. Our whole purpose is just to be aware. to know when our mind is thinking. To know when we're experiencing sensations in the body, such as pain or an itch. And to just let them be. To know when we're experiencing feelings. And to know that we don't have to get caught up in those feelings. We can just gently return to the breath. And when we return to the breath, we can feel the tensions in our body dissolving. The tensions anytime that arise, anytime our thinking mind gets going. The effort we put in is to make sure we don't get lost in the thoughts and go off to la-la land, but that we focus on being here in the present moment, aware of our body sitting here, aware of the stability of our feet on the floor, aware of the breath moving in and moving out. Aware of the sensation of an itch. And aware of that urge to scratch that itch. An urge you don't have to comply with. And simply just watching the sensation of the itch, the urge to scratch, and what happens if you don't. If you're using your thinking mind, that itch might get so intense you have no choice but to scratch it. But if you rely on the wisdom of the body, you'll know that itch is there. It'll be there for a little while, and without any effort from you, it will go away. We don't have to fix everything. We can just let it be. Bringing our attention back to our breath and the present moment, and knowing we can feel content just sitting here, relaxing with our breath, noticing what happens in our mind so that we become more aware when thoughts arise. And we give ourselves control to change our focus whenever we choose by simply training our brain to come back to the breath every time we notice a thought has arisen. And at the sound of the bell, we'll be ending this meditation. Notice if you can focus through the sound of the bell, or if you stop right away. Just another noticing of how your mind works.